You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Sergio Aguero to score and Man City to win 5-4. Johan Cabaye to score and Crystal Palace to win is 20-1. Derek, intriguing match this one, because Palace have had trouble scoring recently, and I think that, that could be key in this game.
Yeah, so have I. I think City are absolute certainties here. You know, I've been a fan of Palace, backing them away from home, early on in the season in particular. They got some great results. But I mentioned when they lost Yannick Bolasie a few weeks ago, I mentioned I'm not really tempted to back them without him, because he's such an integral part of their play and they've been useless without him. And what I found interesting after they did lost against Villa in midweek, with a comment from Alan Pardew, he almost intimated that result was coming. He said, we haven't been looking like scoring recently and we've been getting away with it. Now, that's not a great sign, is it? He was also mentioning in midweek that they're going to give it a real serious run for the Cup. The FA Cup, because they're not in any danger in the league. You know, we've done enough in the league, basically saying. He was almost giving carte blanche to the players to concentrate on the FA Cup at the expense of the league form. And that transmitted itself to the players, because that was a howler of a performance against Villa in midweek. I've got to go for City here. Yeah, they're not firing on all cylinders, but when they do, they're capable of absolutely pacing the side. And I've got a funny feeling that's what they're going to do to Palace this weekend. They won 5-1 earlier in the season, didn't he, in the League Cup against Palace. And he went to Selhurst Park and won there, albeit only 1-0. But I'm going to go for City to defy handicaps here. City minus 2 goals is 5-2. I'm going to go on that.
OK, Manchester City minus 2. Confident selection for Derek. At 5-2. And Man City have won 9 and lost just 1 of their last 10 against Crystal Palace. A record you would expect. Mm. They've won their last 6 home games against Palace as well. So it's not a trip that Palace usually do well in this one to City.
No, and I agree with Derek. City, I thought, disappointed me against Everton, on Wednesday. But before that, they'd been beating teams pretty well, hadn't they? They'd conceded against Sunderland and Swansea and Southampton, and Norwich and Bournemouth. It's like. And Newcastle, and so it goes on. The City to win and both teams to score is such a big price by comparison to the 2-5. 2-1 for City to win and both teams to score. But this is Palace, who have really, really struggled for goals, as Derek was saying. Connor Wickham's up front. I thought, he's rubbish. He scored 2 against Man City in a 2-2 draw for Sunderland in April 2014. It's a bit of a fluke, that, really. He scored 1 against City in December of 2014. They lost 4-1, by the way. But the other thing that, there's another man on the other side, who is Sergio Aguero, of course. 2 or more is 15-4. Connor Wickham is 14-5 to score any time. I'll go Aguero 2 or more.
Yeah, it's a better bet.
Yeah, I like that one.
15. By the way, Derek, who wins the league now?
Man City. Yeah. The second favourites marginally, aren't they? They're 3 points behind. Is it 3 points behind Arsenal? That's easily make upable. City all day for me.
Same for you.
What about you two boys?
I'm City. Man City. I think 5-4 is a good price.
Unless, and being devil's advocate here, Everton make a late charge for
500-1.
Yes, tempted.
They've got a few points to pick up, but they could get there. I like City as well. 5-4 outsider. I think we'll see what we always see from Arsenal. Derek, that weakness at the end of the season.
Spring in the fall in the spring.
Yeah. We were chatting about it, Derek, and you kind of think if they are this close going into May, you'd back City, wouldn't you? Because they've been there and done it, and Arsenal, you think, would crumble under the pressure, even with Czech, there. I think they need more than that. City have got more experience at winning things, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
Although, City would be in the Champions
League.
That as well. Arsenal will be out of the Champions League, though, you'd have thought.
Yeah, well, they are every season and they still never win the league.
That's true.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.